Coach Proc here, Saints supporters. And I owe you all a massive apology. I'm sorry. I was wrong. He signed! Yay!
Nas! 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 He's done it!
Unbelievable! Oh, what a day! Gosh.
Emergency pod! Emergency pod!
We've been waiting for this moment all year. We didn't know what to do. I didn't expect it to come today.
I can't believe it. I actually can't believe it. I was in the gym. I thought I'd better listen back to the pod about what I said.
Oh, no.
I'm going to town on Naz. He's gone. I went pretty hard. I was like, you know, just a bit of content.
No, but in Coach Proc's defense, history would tell you that he was on the way out. That's what history said. But this was such a unique situation. No one had an inside word. He's the best poker player that we've ever seen in the AFL. But, you know, some of us stood strong and, you know, we wanted to believe Naz had a heart, and he did, and he sees the future at the Saints. So how exciting for us.
And Yoz, you always said on every podcast, you're not going to believe it until it comes from Cal Toomey.
Man, Cal.
We need to get him on here eventually. Mate, Cal.
First thing I asked you when you told me, I was like, was it Cal?
That's right. I was just way ahead of myself. I said, Naz signed to the group, and Yoz goes, Toomey?
Yeah.
Toomey?
For those that don't know, Cal Toomey is at afl.com.au, and he's just an expert on the draft, but also he doesn't publish clickbait nonsense. He runs with stories once he knows that they're accurate and true. So we were waiting to hear from him, and when we saw that headline from him this morning, oh gosh, it was exciting.
Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it? Like the turnaround and the poker face on this guy. Like how he played everyone.
He played AI. He played
obviously.
All of us.
He just didn't know. Like, or maybe I don't know. Can you imagine all the what ifs and things like that? And I even heard Ross talking about.
Yep.
Or could they have gotten nasty and sent him to the draft and all these type of things. But he obviously didn't want to go there with that conversation in itself. But he signed, and it's just unbelievable for the Saints. It's so great. You think about it now, TDK, Naz,
wow.
Aliyah's coming.
Wow.
Mate, we're here.
Don't forget the king. Don't forget the king.
Sorry. Where? Yeah. I mean, you guys.
Well, guys, off the air, Proc, he does like to stir the pot. And off the air after the podcast, he said, what happens if he actually does sign? So we knew he had a little feeling. And Proc, to his defense, said if Naz signs, he's going to buy a St. Kilda membership.
Oh,
so
shit.
We're thinking, oh, great. Proc's going to fork out $200.
No, $7.
$7 membership. So Proc gets off easy this time. But nonetheless, we've called together this emergency pod. We had to get together. We've got our drinks here in front of us. We're celebrating. Great sign. And what it is, it's not just a signature, but it's hope. Hope for the future. We can see the future. And I cannot wait in a few years to be at that MCG. We're seeing Naz running down the middle, handball into Max Hall, TDK, King, Filippo.
Viking.
Can you imagine? Get around him.
Oh, how good. How
Don't
good.
Forget Maxie. He's going to be a star.
Poor Max King has been mentioned.
No, Max Hall.
Max King's gone. It's Max Hall now.
Now, guys, we have built up a very loyal following base of 1,000 followers on the Saints Law Centre's Instagram. Now, most pages, I've run pages that have 10,000, hundreds of thousands of followers before, but this 1,000 followers that we have are the most loyal supporters in the world. They deserve this more than anyone. So what we did was we decided this podcast is for the fans. We're going to let them tell us how it felt for them when Naz signed.
Love it.
What it means for St Kilda. And will we see you on the MCG in a couple of years?
Absolutely. And where were you?
Where were you?
Where were you when he signed?
Before we turn to the fans, we might as well just recap where the four of us were.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was on my desk. I had no idea what was going on. I was working away on my computer. Believe it or not, I was working on a comedy video for Nasiah. I was photoshopping him in an Adelaide and Port Adelaide jersey.
I was
putting it to a Mr. Bean scene. And then I got the message from my brother Jules here saying, check WhatsApp. I went on WhatsApp and saw about 60 misread messages from you bloke saying that Cal Toomey's... Yeah, gone crazy. So that's where I was. And then, I didn't drop to my knees like a lot of other people in the supermarkets, but I was absolutely stoked. Where were you guys?
I was off today, actually. And I was just, I think I'd done all my chores and everything. And then I just saw the WhatsApp message and I just couldn't believe it at the start. But it was just an amazing feeling. I think, like, all Saints supporters had it in their hearts that maybe there was a chance because he hasn't signed. But I think I felt like 90% you felt that he was gone because it dragged out so long.
Yeah,
so I think Clint or anyone,
it's turnaround.
Hard to put any say anything bad about media who said he was going because like I think 90% of people thought he was going.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that interview, I thought that interview was overplayed by our fans on social media because he isn't the greatest media performer. But just to hear him talk today on the I thought that was really good for the fans because it just gives you an insight. He is ice cold on the field and it's shown in his performances. But he spoke from the heart today about his love for the team, which he hasn't done in any interviews before and about the fans and everything. So I thought that was just great from Naz.
Yeah,
and
so
he's
cool.
here for 2 years.
Wow. Where were you?
I was in the office just doing a bit similar to Trent. Somewhere my phone just started pinging. I was like, oh, what's going on? Oh, look out. And then Toomey was there. So I was like, oh, it's a sure thing.
Yep.
That was cool. But actually, I have to say, in the afternoon, I snuck off to the gym and there's this guy who lives around the corner from me. He's a Saints supporter, right? And he's always got his Saints thing. I've been living there 8 years. Anyway, he was going out for a jog, and I walked past, and I was like, "What about Naz?" And he's up, "Yeah, what about Naz?" Mate, I never even talked to him, but I just had this moment. I was like, "I've got to mention it," you know. And then so everyone's up and about. So good.
Should this be a public holiday for Saints fans? Naz signing day.
Well, we give it to the Twins. Clint was always he's a realist. Naz is
like
gone.
Buddy Franklin, like many.
I just didn't believe it till Cal Toomey and Riley Beveridge even said it. They called it. They were the two that said all along he hadn't made a decision and all three options are open. Last week, Beveridge said, if anyone tells you, they're lying because he doesn't know either. But you guys, I crumbled at the end when we asked, is he going or leaving? I said, no, he's going. But you two stood firm. And it proved to be correct. Strength through loyalty. So well done, boys.
Well, I had a bit of a funny story as well, and I can prove this if ChatGPT keeps the timestamps. It would. Right before the announcement, I actually searched, how do you start a petition? And I was wondering if we could start a petition from the Saints fans to get Naz to sign on. And then within maybe 4 or 5 minutes from that, I got the article. And as soon as I saw Cal Toomey's name, it is done. It is over. And he's one of our favorite journalists now. Cal Toomey, if you're listening, we love you. Let's call one of our first fans, guys. It's going to be very exciting. We're going to ask them what they did, how they felt when they heard the Naz news. We're going to start with Heath. Boys, it's fire away.
Hello.
Heath, how are you?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Good, mate. It's, Jules, Trenner, Yoz and Proc from the Saints or Sinners podcast. How are you feeling? Naz has signed.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling in Naz heaven. It was a few long weeks. I was like everyone else. Is he going to sign? Is he not? Like, oh, it was doing my head in.
Hey, Heath, it's Coach Proc here, mate. Hope you're well. Good to chat. Yeah, hey, where were you today, mate, when the news broke?
Oh, I was in Redonga, Victoria.
Oh, mate, Country Vic, hanging out. Were you at home or at work or what were you up to?
I was at home. I was like, come on, at least something, at least re-sign or do something. And then I get the flick on the app and I'm like, yep, nope, Naz is staying. I'm like, thank God he's not going anywhere. So the South Australian fellas can go hit someone else.
now, Heath, can you be honest? Did you think he was going or did you think he was staying? What were you feeling?
I had mixed emotions, like a part of me saying he was going to go, but then part of me saying he was going to stay. Like, I knew deep down he was really going to stay because, like, he's just too valuable to us. And I'm like, yeah, no, he's staying.
It's funny because after that Melbourne game, you'd think that was the peak for St Kilda fans and Nasai. So when he didn't sign after that, we all got a little bit worried. But, you know, he came true in the end and the future's looking bright. How do you think the Saints are looking now for next year?
Yeah, really good. Like, keeping Naz is really good because I said, you re-sign Naz, you can build a premiership team around him and get Tom DeConing and Lee Collier. I reckon we can push up in the finals next year. That's how confident I am.
Oh, you go finals. I like it.
Yeah, straight to it, mate. Absolutely. And what do you reckon, mate? What about in regards to recruits? What do the Saints need next? Like, Naz is great. You've got a Lear coming, TDK, but what are we short, in a sense, to really give us that flag opportunity?
Oh, I'd say a bit of midfield depth, I reckon. Like, just get a good midfielder in the draft, or whoever we're going after. I know our NGA Academy fellas, like, we're looking at him. So hopefully, we can pick up him and Tex Wagonine as well, Naz's cousin. So hopefully that's good.
Mate, most Saints supporters are on the money, aren't they?
That's
like,
spot
they
on.
All understand what the depth of the midfield, where the shortage is.
Yep.
You know, potentially another small forward. Heath, I reckon the Saints still have a small forward short. You need that crafty Rochelle type. Oh, he would have been a good trade maybe for Naz, but no, I but I still think that, you know, there's potential for that small forward option and to give a bit of spark. But you're right, mate. It's a great point about the midfield, and it's all happening now with Naz. Good times.
Yeah, no, it's very good times. I can't wait to see what he does. And I just like how it was $30 million for final age and offering Naz. I'm like, he was not going for that amount of money. I'm like, nah, that's tempting, but no, I reckon he was like that. He was like, nah, I'm just going to look at that $30 million. Nah, sorry, screw you, then I'm going to stay at St. Kilda.
Nice position to be able to leave $26 million on the table. Isn't it? He's confident. He's confident.
Oh, we love it. We love it. We've got to keep it moving. Thank you so much for the support, Heath, and enjoy Naz for the next 2 years.
Yeah, right, no problem. Cheers. Go Saints.
Vic.
Hi.
How are you? Welcome to the Saints or Sinners pod. You finally made it on.
Wow, what a moment.
This day just keeps getting better, doesn't it? First Naz signs, now you're getting on the Saints and Sinners pod. We know this is a dream come true for you. Victoria.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So we're calling all our Saints faithful and we're asking them, what do you think about Naz signing?
Well, it's pretty great. I mean, I was never in doubt. There was a lot of noise going around, but I mean, until it's over, it's not over.
So Victoria, no doubt at all. You went 7.5 out of 10 like our president Carl Delina. You were 10 out of 10 that he was going to sign.
Yeah, of course.
Victoria, it's Coach Proc here. I'm sorry to say, but I thought he was going. But I was clearly proven wrong. What were you up to today when it happened? Where were you when the news broke? And what were you up to?
Oh, I was at work, unfortunately.
Must have been hard to focus after that.
Yeah, well, you and me both.
Yeah, did you restrain yourself or did you jump up in the office and everyone look at you? What happened?
No. I had to restrain myself, but I was shocked. I was like, of course they just drop it in the middle of the day, like 3 p.m.
Typical Saints, huh? We were all caught off guard.
What was it now? I think when Ross was seen on agenda setters, Naz was recording, Ross, can you come in for 5 minutes? I'd like to have a chat with you at 12:30. Naz calls you, you come in. That's a presence he's got at the team.
Yeah, you know you got some power when you're texting the coach. You don't even tell him what it's for. Come and have a chat.
I know. It's Naz's house. It's Naz's office. So, Vic, tell us a little bit about your story following the Saints. How long have you been supporting the Saints and how do you think the future looks now that we've got the Messiah signed up?
I've been following the Saints for as long as I can remember. There's a picture of my brother and I when we were younger and he's wearing one of these long sleeve knit jumpers the Saints colours.
Wow.
And he's holding a little Saints footy and I'm standing next to him.
Beautiful. And what do you think the future looks like now with Naz?
Well, I think we all know it looks pretty glorious. We're going to get Windy in there too.
Yes.
Of course.
Important. Good point.
And keep all the other senior boys that we wanted to keep, you know, Marshall Steele.
Absolutely. Marshall Steele, TDK. Yeah, Lee Collier. Guys, we're going to have to wrap it up because we've got to move to the next supporters. But shout out to Vic. She's probably one of the most loyal Saints supporters you'll find. She likes every single one of the Saints pages and always gets around our posts with the comments, slides into the DMs as well, keeps us sane. Vic, we love having your support. And,
hey, Vic, before you go, I've got to ask, who's your favourite on the pod here? Who's your favourite?
Do you like
the chef knife or is it...
Come on, Vic. That's why we brought you on.
I thought you guys had to go.
We always just wanted to know, like, you know, a few egos sitting on this table, you know.
It can't be Proc. He doesn't even go for Saints.
Team effort. What happened to this?
No further comments, please.
She's poised like Naz.
Very
diplomatic.
Love it, Vic. We can't wait for the future of the Saints and hopefully we'll stay in touch.
Thanks for having me.
Hello.
Melanie, it's Chelsea. How are you going?
Hey, Mel.
Good. How is everyone? Happy day.
Happy Naz Day, Mel. We're up and about. It feels like Christmas. The Messiah has come.
It seriously does. It's made my week already. Like, I was so happy about it.
Oh, good. We're stoked. We want to hear from all the Saints fans tonight, Mel. So tell us, where were you when the news broke this afternoon?
I was actually in a meeting at the time. In my home office and someone sent me a message to my phone and I was just like beaming straight away. And I got goosebumps. Like the minute I saw it, I had to then go on socials and check that it was actually legit before I got my hopes up. But I was pretty excited.
Hey Mel, Coach Proc here. Did you go on mute and also drop the visual on the camera as well and get off screen and do a couple of handstands like everyone else? Because I can't believe I'm actually here at 9:56 on a Monday night.
I can't believe I'm taking the call at this time. It's just the Naz effect. No, I started smiling. I had to tell everyone, like, in the middle of the meeting. So, everyone who doesn't even watch AFL was finding out about the great news. So
now, Mel, let's be honest with us. I was hoping to have a stain, but I wavered right at the end and caved and said he's going to leave. But did you think genuinely he was going to stay, or did you think he was gone?
I was pretty much the same as you. I had in my head the whole way that he was going to stay until his interview after the game on Friday night, and then I was a bit unsure. The post-game interview, I was a bit unsure, but otherwise I had my hopes up pretty much the whole way through.
Amazing. Mel, so tell us a little bit about your history following the Saints and your family. Obviously, we know that they're big Saints supporters, so tell us a little bit about that and what this news means for the future of the Saints.
Well, I've been a Saints supporter since I was a baby. I didn't have a choice. My dad was a Saints supporter, so we all tagged along. But I'm so happy. Like, it's the news that we needed. We've had some close success over the years, and I think this is, you know, it's going to set us up really well. So I'm really looking forward to it. Everyone that knows me reached out when they heard the news. So it's very exciting. I'm actually just drinking a cup of tea from my Nick Riewoldt mug to celebrate.
Beautiful. That is perfect. That is perfect. Mel, we're going to have to wrap it up because we've got to get through all the Saints faithful. But thank you for joining us. And we can't wait to talk Saints footy and Naz in the future with you.
Can't wait. Thanks for having me. Go Saints.
G'day, lads.
Benny, how are you, mate?
Very, very well and very well lubricated, mate. How are you?
Scenes from the ESPY. Tell us, how are you feeling?
Fantastic. I'm just out the front, and the vibe in there, lads, is absolutely epic. It's a fantastic day for St Kildaites, like myself, locals, and just a great day for the club. Just we all didn't think it was going to happen, and it has, and it's not a flag, but it's probably the next best thing, so we're making the most of it.
Amazing. Trent here, I hope you've been listening to the pod for a while, and we're stoked to have you tonight, Ben. Can you just tell us a little bit about where you were when the news broke this morning or this afternoon?
I was at home and, look, loved the pod, guys. Listened last night. I've been listening probably for the first or second half of the year, but I was at home. I got a WhatsApp group that basically blew up, and nice. You know, we heard rumours that from others that Naz was going to stay, and finally got the Cal Toomey message, and basically that was it, sort of saying, oh, you know, don't tease us. We'll wait for official club notification. It came through, and just stoked. I actually had a job interview screening today, and had to basically muster all my energy not to tell the guy who reigned that Naz had retired for 2 years. That's how stoked I was. It was more just like, that's the, you know, what am I going to do for the rest of the day? I mean, this is big stuff. It's you know, I told people on socials who'd been to all the Crows and Port guys that are saying he was gone. It's basically like, you don't know what you're talking about. And as soon as I saw Joey on first crack last night, I knew he was staying. And as you guys were saying on the pod last night as well, it was well, except for maybe Proc, but otherwise it was basically a done deal. So look, it's great for the club, and you know, we can build for next year now, and we've got 2 years to show him that this is home, you know, and it's up to the club now, and we're gonna back into the hilt. So it's fantastic, as I said.
Hey, you're spot on, Benny. It's Coach Proc here, mate, and you're right. Like, that is my job on the pod, right? Is to straighten these blokes up and tell them the truth.
Absolutely.
So I had to fall on my sword, and I said to everyone, "I'm sorry. I got it wrong. I didn't see this coming." And I think Naz is the best poker face I've ever seen, isn't he? He should be on the tour.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I've said the same thing, mate. I said, if anyone's going to win a poker game, it's him. All the body language experts on Friday night thought they had him played, and he fooled all of us, mate.
Mate, we dialed in the chat GPT as well, and it told us that he was gone. But he blew everyone away. And, mate, did you have any doubts? Like, did you think he was going, or did you always think he was staying?
Look, to be honest, with the talk of him going to Port, I thought he was gone. But I guess what I didn't think about was what Joey said last night about clubs would be talking up a trade now if it was going to be done, definitely. And it just hasn't happened. And the more I thought about it, was it's going to come down to terms that's holding it back. yes, I was frustrated. I know a lot of other Saints. Well, I'm in a couple of WhatsApp groups, and we all said the same thing where, you know, we want to know, but what's holding it up? His manager probably wants a big slice of the pie, and that's fair enough, but it was basically coming down to terms, not that he was definitely going to go. And, you know, the family pool was great, but Adelaide's an hour flying away, so the club's done amazingly well to get it done. He loves Ross. Ross loves him. The lads love him. You know, and this is obviously where he's, as I said, where his home is and where we think he's going to play his best footy. So there was doubt, but you know what? We can relax, and that's why we're here at the mighty ESPN St Kilda of the Heartland. You know, having a few very relaxing and well-deserved drinks tonight.
The cans. Hey, it's Ben, a beautiful summation from Ben.
Is there many there, mate, celebrating or what?
Oh, there's about probably, the numbers are thinned a bit now, but I reckon from about six when they announced it, there's about maybe 75, 100 here. Oh, so kid.
Wow. Outrageous.
No, yeah, a little sort of public front bar for those who know it as well. So not good's that? Not the main doors, but it's fantastic in the club. The club's got their $7 membership barcodes around, and I've already said on Facebook today, family and friends are getting those as stocking stuffers this year. Whether they know about it or not, they're getting on board. I mean, it's the summer and as, you know. So get on board. We're building. There you go.
I love it, mate.
And Benny, this is a really beautiful to you.
Can you confirm or deny, Benny? Rumours are circling around that you were up on someone's shoulders tonight, just like Naz on Ross the other week.
Well, I'm height wise, I'm about 5'3", and I probably don't weigh much in a wet rag. So probably it's if they keep plying me with alcohol, lads, I'm not gonna deny that it could well happen. And I live around the corner, so it won't be a long trip home anyway. So, but I'm the one thing I will say to you is I won't be functioning really too well tomorrow, and couldn't be happier. It's as I said, it's a you know, massive day for the club and everyone involved, you guys, and that everyone should just be really proud that, you know, we got burnt last year with Battle, and this is redemption. We all thought it was going to go the same way, and you know, the club means so much to all of us, and we've got to celebrate stuff like this, you know. And you know, we get thrown around in the media and all that sort of stuff, and you've got to stand up for yourselves. And you know, we're building. That's all I can say. We've got 6 months to wait until we're back on the field of Battle, but we're coming.
Well said. Couldn't have said it any better ourselves. Good on you, Benny. We'll let you get back to the celebrations. And, yeah, can't wait to talk more Saints foot in the future.
On you, boys. Love the pod. Keep it up.
Thanks, Benny. Thanks, see Benny. You, mate.
Hey, yeah, boys. Good on you.
Oh, yep, yep, lads.
Marshy.
How you doing, mate?
We did it. We signed Nez.
We...
Never in doubt, Marshy. Never all... in doubt.
I don't know what you guys are worried about, eh?
Tell us about it, Marsh. What's the vibe like today? Are you over the moon like the rest of us?
Mate, so in London town, wake up, the phone's pinging. So either someone's dead or someone's just been born again. And thankfully it was the latter. It's just immense, isn't it?
Marshy, it's sorry to jump in, mate. It's Coach Brock here, mate. Nah. You just mentioned you're in London?
Yeah, that's it.
Mate, this is fantastic. We're reaching all the way out over to the UK. So what time was it exactly when you got the message?
So the little one wasn't sleeping too well, so it would have been 5 a.m. Oh. I'm feeling that tired and a bit flat about the day ahead because I know I'm going to be running on about 5% battery. Get the news. I'm pinging. I haven't felt this awake in a long time. It was very, very welcome. Very welcome news.
Well, for those who don't know, Marshy is actually responsible for the Aisle 29 page, which is a very, very popular Saints page and, of course, represents Aisle 29 at Marvel Stadium, where they sing to every goal. And not just that, they basically promote the Saints. They're basically the Saints' unspoken social media team. Marshy, what does it mean for, I guess, the group that you developed and the community that you've been developing just to have this signature, and what does it mean for the Saints in the future?
It means we've got one. It's as simple as that, isn't it? We haven't seen the likes of this in such a long time, and I don't know if this was PR-driven in how we were going to deliver it, because it all seems very random, you know. It was almost like, we're just going to let everyone sweat it out a bit. We're going to draw the Saints fans out. We're going to get them handing out the placards at the train station. They're going to just, you know, I know the Isle crew just been absolutely loving it. We've stayed away from Freed by Desire for a long time because traditionally we kind of avoid the soccer style chants, to create a bit of homegrown magic. But I don't know, something softened in me since being over in the UK, seeing how they do it over here, and it's just been an absolute missed opportunity. So we've got 2 years to really finesse it, get it right, so that it's ringing around Marvel and the next contract he signs, it'll be like, as they say in the NWO, for life.
Mate, you're spot on. And do you know what? I'm going to drop a name here, right? But I did... And Coach Prock, sorry, mate, but I actually coached with Banger Harvey at Hawthorne, right? And he was a midfield coach at the Hawks. And then I saw him down at the Saints. Because remember that time we went there, Jules? I don't know why we went training. And one of the things, the Hawks were coming, right? And he's like, they're such a sexy club, the Hawks, aren't they? Like, and, you know, it was when battle was about to go. And he's like, we have to get that here at the Saints. And he said to me, he goes, it's what we don't have just yet, right? But I think this could be it. The Saints are relevant now. Like, everyone is talking about the Saints. This signature could be what catapults the Saints into being an attractive club now. Like, all of a sudden, it's like, we've got Ali Khalil, we've got Naz. Mate, we're coming. Here we are. TDK in the ruck. Mate, Philippou's going to be this. Kings all of a sudden gets fit and healthy. You've got a spine. And maybe this is the opportunity it really presents for the Saints. I think it's massive. Huge news.
Oh, it's
flipping. It really is. Well said, because that's exactly what I think the majority of Saints people are feeling. It's just this season, how does the churn go? We're on our way from misery to happiness today. I don't think it's... this has been the most garbage year.
Yep.
But then, you know, we won our flag against Geelong in round two or whatever it was. And that was delicious. And then, you know... We had to feast on those leftovers for quite a while. And then we get the miracle of Marvel. Like, I know you guys covered it really well. Despite what Crawford thinks, I thought you did cover it. I thought you did cover it well. But I don't think the Saints fans' imaginations have been captured like they have since that game.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Naz just keeps going next level, next level. All of a sudden, he's the best player in the comp, in my opinion, and I'm sure a lot would share the same view.
100%, mate. He's just been a revelation for the Saints and something certainly you can build your foundations around in your club.
Nah, that's it. I really enjoy all the insights, but having you coach from the outside looking in, I like that you've jumped on the Saints train. But
I know.
Yeah, I do enjoy your takes from a strategic analytical point of view.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate
your podcast
it.
All up, boys.
I'll be honest. These lads look after me. I'll just literally walk in, throw a headset on and start talking a bit of rubbish about the game. But, yeah, tip my hat to the lads here, you know, with the page as well and the work they do.
Definitely.
And the collaboration as well. One thing I've noticed, the Saints community is quite unique. Obviously, I'm not from that community itself. So it's really special. So I've got to be careful just dropping the we and then I drop to you and things like that. I have to really straighten myself up in the end. I think I'll just have to go with the we. I'll just get on.
We've sold him, mate.
We've got him.
We better run to our other Saints faithful, but we cannot wait to see you in a few years at the MCG.
Mate, our rebuild, I'm being really selfish over here. I'm just hoping for a couple more years where we just build and build and then, you know, when I'm back in 28, rebuild's complete and we're winning it.
Bang.
Gun on our dynasty.
Good on you, Marshy. Enjoy the rest of your trip.
Hooray, boys.
See you, Marshy.
Catch ya.
He's a ripper. He's fantastic.
He's a ripper. Really
How well does he speak?
So we've got Wodonga, UK.
Yep.
Keep smashing them out. We've got a couple more.
Hello, this is Charlie speaking.
Charlie, it's Jules from Saints or Sinners. How are you?
Yeah, good, boys. How are you guys?
Good. Charlie, why don't you tell us, firstly, happy Naz Day, and why don't you tell us, how are you feeling now that Nzaiah Wanganeen-Malira has signed for 2 years?
Oh, mate, I was so stoked. I was about to crack open a beer at 11 a.m. in Perth here. But, probably have to hold off to the weekend for that. But, I don't know. I was thinking about it because I obviously knew that was the question you were going to ask me. But I think there's probably two sides to the question for me personally, but the first bit is like on a personal level, it's my most exciting moment as a Saints supporter, I reckon, just about ever. Been a bit too young to sort of remember the 2009 and 10 prelims. But I think the more significant sign for me is, I would say, my old man is the reason I'm a Saints fan. Ben from WA, there's not really any reason I should be going for them, but that's how it ended up. But my first memory was sort of watching him tear up in 2010, so I decided then that I would go for the Saints. So I think, yeah, that's being able to share it with him is so awesome. Like, I got to give him a ring, the Savo, because I knew there was no chance he knew, because he doesn't know how to use Facebook or Instagram. So, yeah, getting to share the news with him was pretty exciting. He was pretty stoked about it as well, yeah.
Oh, that's well said, mate. And I completely agree with that sentiment. I mean, Jules over here texted our dad and said, Nasiah has resigned, but he forgot to put the hyphen in resign and said resigned.
Yeah,
he freaked him out a little bit. But Jeremy Brereton actually summed it up recently when he was calling a Saints game. He said, there's something about the Saints fans. They've just been through so much hardship and they're just so passionate. He was full of compliments for the Saints. And I think that's what you're touching on there, that it's really nice to know that we've got some loyal Saints fans in WA.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think the future looks like now for the Saints? Is this a, you know, you mentioned the 9 and 10 era, and I know as a Saints fan, that was one of the most exciting times for me when I got to watch, you know, the midfield brigade of Hayes, Montagna, Goddard, and then, you know, the forward line of Riewoldt, Milne and co. Is this sort of like that same sort of excitement and hype for you?
Oh, all I know are watching the replays on YouTube, but I can say with absolute certainty, this is like the most bullish I've been about our list for a long time, or forever probably, since going for them. I reckon, like, you can look down, and I'll bring my dad into it again, because he is a bit of a dinosaur, so he sort of lacks a bit of perspective on things, and a bit of patience, which I don't blame him at all. He's waited a long time, but like, he's sort of just getting to know the new brigade now. Like, he obviously knows who Naz is, but like a few weeks ago, he asked me how Darcy Wilson was going in the twos, and I was like, wow, I didn't even know you knew who that was, really. But I think, to answer your question, like, I'm super, super excited about next year and beyond. I reckon this is sort of that point where things can actually turn, and when they turn, they can snowball pretty quickly. I'm pretty bullish on what we can do next year and beyond that.
Charlie, it's Coach Brock here, mate. I'm actually, I actually agree with you. I think that this is a unique turning point. I put my hand up and I got it wrong. I said he was gone. Thank God he's here.
I'll tell you, did you?
So I can imagine all the Saints supporters were sort of torn and stuck in between that. But I think you're right in the sense of what they can build now, because if you look at the list, Naz, you know, obviously is that beacon of hope, but then you get Philippou who gets healthy, King all of a sudden gets on the park. You know, you've got all these, like, all of a sudden, you find your spine and you get a little bit of traction. And, why can't we go after Harley Reid now? Hey, why can't we go get him? Let's go get him. Let's get Harley Reid. What about that's the next one?
Or the other one is wait a couple, I think it's next year, and Benny King's out of contract.
Yeah, get King over here with his brother. Why not? Absolutely, mate. We're a sexy club now. Let's do it.
Yeah, start being greedy.
It's time.
Now, it's been such a positive day, but I do have to ask the question. Were you at the Saints West Coast game when we gave them their only win of the season?
Oh, mate, yes, I was. That was a dark day. And I was so close to not going, because I really, really had a feeling that was going to happen. We always, even when we beat them, we only just get over the line. And I knew as soon as Harley Reid kicked his first goal and...
Yep.
The West Coast fans, man, I don't know if you've ever been to a game in WA, but they are one of the most loud, chirpy group of supporters.
Rabid.
Like, they let you know about it. Oh, yeah, no, that was not a fun day. But now that he's signed, I'll put it down to it. It's actually been a good year in the end, I think.
Oh, absolutely. You'll have to go get down to Melbourne, especially when the Saints are at the top 8 again and pushing for finals, which is hopefully not too far away. Thank you so much, Charlie, for your time. We can't wait to chat Saints footy with you in the future.
Sounds good. Cheers, boys.
See you, mate.
Have a good night. You too. Yeah.
So we've got one from Meg who couldn't join us, but she said, I can't put into words what Naz's re-signing means. Supporting St Kilda isn't easy at all. In fact, it's downright torture most of the time. But then something like this happens and it makes it all worthwhile. A little hope breaks through. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for choosing us, Naz. That was from Meg, and we love that.
Well said. Well said.
Hey, I've gone speechless, just taken aback by the sentiments of the Saints fans and how much it means to them.
Yeah, you are a bit quiet, Chef.
I've lost for words.
Can we send this to Naz?
Old Chef's normally coming in with a knife, not happy. That's all right.
I'm like Kane Corns when Ross was sitting today next to him on agenda setters, mate. He's normally the volcano, but when the big dog was next to him, mate, he's like a puppy dog. Anything.
The puppy dog.
I'll read out one from Amy as well, who's a fond listener of us as well. So she's been a fan for over 40 years. I go back and can remember Moorabbin days, then Waverley. I was even one of the kids who has sauced the SOS tin walking around Waverley when we were going broke. Remember, Yossi talked about that, the SOS campaign? And there were talks of merging us. I remember the first day at Telstra Dome. I've been to all of the grand finals, including the 1996 one. Oof. I love this club. Naz brings hope along with all the other young players coming through. They are building something that hasn't been felt for a long time, and I'm excited.
Well said.
We feel that, don't we? Yeah, it's someone who's been to all three grand finals as well. Well, sorry, not the fourth one, but the three grand finals. I'm telling you what, we have been through enough.
I think it might have been actually 97, but it took me a long time to get over that. It really did.
Well, all Saints fans know the names that haunt you. Chapman, Heath Shaw, Schneider getting held, Tom Hawkins hitting the post, Milne's bounce. We have been through enough.
Forget Darren Jarman tearing you apart in 97. Gosh, that name. Shane Ellen kicked five goals. Yeah. I don't think he ever kicked an AFL goal ever again after that. Oh, my God. It's nightmares.
All right, we've got one more caller, Zed. We're going to call him and get his thoughts.
Hello, V speaking.
Oh, good day, Z. It's Trent here from Saints or Sinners. How are you, mate?
Good, Trent. How you going?
Yeah, good, good. We're excited to get you on the pod because obviously you've had a few mentions. You've given us some good trivia topics to run on the pod, and you've sent some nice messages to the Insta page. So we want to know from you, what was the feeling like when you heard the news broken this afternoon?
Pure elation, pure euphoria. You know, I've been keeping track of all the media reports and being on Facebook, Instagram, social media, and you know, you got all those nuffies saying Naz is going to Port, Naz is going to Adelaide. He'll look good in this colour, he'll look good in that colour. And when I saw the news today, you know, all those people with those comments, stick it right up them. So
I said Coach Brock here, mate. I'm one of them. But hey, look, yeah, you
had him gone, Coach Brock. You had him gone.
Gone, mate, 100%. He was gone, done. I'm thinking, what trade can we get? I'm going to move the first round up. I'm even thinking Rochelle. We'll take him. Some steak knives.
So, Z, do you have a message for Rucci?
Flog. I've been trying to find him on Facebook and Instagram. I've been giving everyone a piece of my mind. This evening, so it's been good. It's good. 2 years. You never want your best player at the club leaving. So I guess for the players as well, it's really good news. So it's been a good day, and the fact that we could keep him, it's a good sign of faith.
I reckon it's going to be one of their best away trips to GWS this weekend. The boys are going to be up and about on that plane. You reckon?
Maybe a few bars. Oh, 100%.
It'd be very, 100%. Very saint-like of us to go into that contest with GWS and get absolutely flogged, wouldn't it?
But it doesn't matter now, does it? We've got Naz.
That's all that matters.
And the thing is, we can enjoy the final match of the year with Naz not worrying about any speculation or anything. I think that's one of the sad things in that this last 6 weeks where he's been absolutely peaked, the number one player in the comp, we haven't been able to enjoy it 100%. Just because of the speculation, but on this last match, we don't need to worry about that. He's inked in, just enjoy it.
Exactly right. And it has been a pretty good finish to the year as well. So a few things to look forward to, I guess, in the off-season and who's available round one next year. So
that's looking good. And Zed, you're obviously a loyal supporter. So tell us, what was your feeling? Do you think that he was going, you know, all these past months with all this contract saga, did you think he was going or staying?
No, I honestly thought he was staying. Like, he stuck true to his guns. He obviously wasn't giving much away, but, you know, people are looking at his body language and whatnot, but he's always kind of been shy and timid in front of the camera. So you couldn't read too much into the body language, and you just kind of, you're back in the people at the Saints and I guess his management. But no, I always had an inkling he'd stay. So I'm very happy today.
And will you be happy when you can hear TDK down to Naz to Hall to King?
How oh, yeah. Sound? It'd be delicious.
Yeah, but Diddy's going to kick the goal. And King misses all the time.
just King.
Just don't forget the voice of reason. I'll bring you blokes back to reality. You still got to kick the frigging goal.
Yeah, let Naz kick it himself.
King's hurt his knee again.
And now we're talking. Beautiful. Well, see, we can't wait to talk more Saints footy with you in the future. Thank you for following us and all your insightful tips there. And get stuck in a Ruchi for us, will you?
I will do, boys. Good job with the pod. Nice to hear from you.
Good on you, Z.
Well, that was great. Just hearing, Yoss, you've gone a bit quiet there. It's a bit speechless.
Like I said, it was so good to hear the fans, what it meant to them. But, like, it is now, let's get back. I don't want to bring us down, but, like, a bit of reality, 2 years we've got.
Mm.
So the real, forget all this, it starts now. We've got 2 years to impress Naz, keep building. Like, we've got, like, now that Naz is the centrepiece, we've got a great core in that midfield. When we thought, we're looking at the midfield was barren at the start of the year. Now you got Naz, you got Windy running through there. He's taken the shackles off as a tagger as well. He's been more offensive. You got Hawley in there. We're loving Garcia as a hard nut. Then you're getting TDK in there to tap it down. So suddenly the midfield's looking good. What do we need to keep moving forward, to keep building now that we've got that centrepiece of Naz? What do you think we need, coach?
Look, I actually feel like the pieces are there to a degree. I really am a big believer in Philippou as an inside mid though, and whether he can, transition himself into an actual prime mover into the competition, I'll be backing him in to give him a preseason and get him ready. King's incredibly important, you know, just to get healthy and get on the park. And if you find him, and they need to keep Marshall now. That's the key to help TDK. Marshall with another ruckman is always much better. I've always said that with Paddy Ridey, who is fantastic. So if they can get that three-pronged attack sort of happening with Sharman, all of a sudden you've got some really nice looks in regards to your appropriate, key forward down the line, your marking jumper type, Sharman, and then your genuine sort of ruck forward. It's a really great balance. And then from there, you just need obviously Henry or one of those boys to take another step with their small forward pressure and their crumbing, because you've seen enough from Hall. And the balance from the back line, like that's where the development from Trevaglia and both the Taru need to elevate, which will then support Sinclair. And, you've got Alikalia coming in to support Wilkie, and old mate's coming back in, isn't he, as well, Dougal Howard. So, there is a really good spine in there, and the Saints look like, healthy. Healthy is the best availability, right, is being available. Like, that is the best ability out there. So, for me, it's a big preseason to make sure these guys are chipped, ready to perform at a high level. And I think I'd be bullish on the Saints. And the great thing is, you got your own VFL program next year, AFL program. You get full control of that. You resource that up. You look at you either have to have an incredibly successful standalone alignment with the VFL, or you go on your own. And the ones that have done it half-hearted and in between have always struggled. And I think that's a really good key move for the Saints as well. And this signing just sets it up. Like, all of a sudden the Saints are a sexy club and a place to be. So, tip my hat. This is a big, big day, big move for the club, and it's an opportunity now to bounce.
Well, we just hope the good news follows. I mean, Windy, hopefully next, then hopefully we still pursue with TDK and Alira, as we know. So, I think Ross is not going to have any excuses next year. I mean, we need to improve and move up the ladder. We can't be finishing, bottom half of the table again. We really need to push for finals in the next few years. And Ross has been given a great team, and he wants to be the best Saints ever. And people will be fighting for their spots next year if we're all healthy.
Let them off the hook a bit, youngsters.
Let them go.
Let them go a bit. Well, I'll give it to put my hand up. Give it to Ross. He cops a bit of criticism. There's a lot of people that either love him or hate him, but he's backed Naz in. And he's a big part of the reason why Naz signed as well. You heard Naz is the first person he told. He wanted him to know. Mate, if you get on the coach's shoulders, you've got a good relationship with him.
No doubt. Like, you know, speaking as a coach, obviously not at the AFL level, but being the VFL in development, that they literally players play for the coach. That's the reason they come or go, and you've got to have a relationship, and you got, and then outside of that, of course, are the people and family and everything that comes with it. But the coach is one of the major factors that come into play of any player that's playing anywhere, because ultimately he decides where he's playing.
Well, that is, it's like Ross can say, that is an endorsement of what we are building. Like, it's been hard for us to see sometimes the long term picture because we're looking at the short term results, and some of the footy's been hard to watch. But he's been consistently saying, like Jules said, he wants to build the best version of the Saints ever. And this is the key part of it. So have faith.
Yep. And I just want to add one thing too. And I know this is an emergency pod, but what an unbelievable year to start a pod. Like, this for what it's worth, anyone listening, it sounds like we've just captivated this incredible community and audience that have come on tonight and chatted to us. And I just want to say it's been amazing. Like, honestly, I can't believe it. Like, I'm not even a Saints supporter, and here I am talking. I name literally the whole St Kilda freaking side. About what you have and where it's going and things like that. It's just been unreal. And I just want to say to you, like, let's keep it going. It's been great.
Well, I think that, I don't know if other pods get this as well. I'm sure they do, because there are some great pods out there. But we really appreciate how many people go out of their way to say they love the pod. And I think what's been good about the journey is people seeing how Proc started as a neutral, but then we're seeing his...
Oh, shit. I was back on we tonight. I'm saying so much we. I'm sorry, guys.
I was actually speaking to Vic over the messages, and she said she didn't even realise that we're family. She's like, that must explain the chemistry. So for those who don't know, so we do mention it a few times, but Trent and I are obviously twins, and we are cousins with Yoz. And then Proc is our brother-in-law. So we are all connected, and that's why Proc's been ingrained into the Saints culture that we've been pushing, because we've always been barracking for the Saints. So,
yeah, the man.
Yep. So.
And for what it's worth, he's the godfather of my son. Exactly. So it just goes in roundabouts.
Whose middle name is... His middle name is Saint.
Oh, my God.
Future
God,
Saint. Future first round pick.
How good is that?
Little left footer. Little Schneider.
He's coming along beautifully. I'll just add as well, something that we touched on the podcast is the inclusion of TDK is so exciting now. And I think this is really good for him that we've got the NAS signature, because now the pressure is off TDK. So now he can just come in as an added bonus, and Saints fans can get really excited about him. I've tracked him closely this year. I've covered a lot of Carlton games, and I can tell you that we should be very excited about TDK in the middle next year with NAS.
So. Absolutely. He's going to be great. He's going to be awesome.
The fans will relax now knowing that NAS will probably be getting paid more than TDK and is locked in. But also, another thing to remember is we have sat through years of people telling us we're going to land a big fish. First it was Josh Kelly. Then it was LDU. Then it was Finn Callahan. No one's wanted to come to this club. And we finally get this guy, 26 years old, who wants to come here. Finally, a big fish, and we have to pay overs for him, fair enough. And now we're saying, no, don't sign him. No, we want this guy here. He could change the club, along with, obviously, Naz, Max Hall, Filippo, Lee Kalir even as well. So could not be more excited for the future. And TDK, you are definitely a part of that.
He's a dynamic player, TDK, and he will rule the air. Marshall is good at what he is when the ball hits the ground, and he's a great club man. They work really well together. Like Clint says, I hope he stays in... He's part of the future success. Like Ross spoke really well about the leadership group on Agenda Setters, if you have a listen today. So I really hope he does stay. And like, just fans, just get behind TDK. Really enjoy TDK to Naz straight out of the centre. It's going to happen.
Let's go.
All right. One more thing. Can I ask Trent and Jules, as a younger generation of fans, what this signing means to you? Because you grew up during and lived through that 09-10 successful period where we didn't get close. Signing Naz, obviously one of the biggest things that's happened to us. What do you think it means for the future?
Yeah, it's a great question, Yoz, because I haven't felt the emotions of, say, that Nick Riewoldt era for a long time. You know, I followed the Saints every year in and year out. Even if we've had better years where we've got the finals, I haven't felt this excited about the Saints as I have this year after that Naz game. So we were obviously at the miracle at Marvel together, and the emotions were running high at the end for all of us. And I haven't felt that emotion since Nick Riewoldt kicked the goal in a prelim against the Bulldogs. So that's how excited we should be about the Saints. I mean, that was peak Saints for me when we had that lineup, and I didn't think we'd ever get that again. And when you guys talked about the Saints being the best ever, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't see it. I couldn't understand how Ross Lyon could believe that when he had that massive lineup. But now I can see that. I can see how, you know, if all these puzzle pieces do play out and join together as we think they will, it's going to be such an exciting team to watch. So Yes, that was an incredible error for us that didn't get the ultimate success. Let's hope that this time it turns out to be another incredible error with the ultimate success.
Absolutely. Yeah, just to add to that, it just feels like the Saints fans just needed this bit of good news. Like I said earlier, we have been through enough. You know, it's been heartache after heartache. These fans are so loyal and they've just been through misery after misery and so many things that just could have gone our way. The Hawkins hit in the post, you know, the Milne bounce, things that would go. We were so close. Goddard taking that specky. I had one hand on the cup when Goddard took that specky and it got ripped away. So this is just that one step closer to all. At the end of the day, all we want is just fond memories of the Saints winning the flag. And then we have actually agreed with our sister and our dad to get a tattoo of the Saints. I don't have any tattoos, but if we win the flag, we'll hopefully get a tattoo of them as well.
You're definitely getting one. I'll make sure.
And I think just what makes it a little bit sweeter is the fact that Naz walked away from, reportedly, if Tom Morris is correct, and I don't normally take what he says as true, but if Naz did walk away from $2.5 million a year to stay with the Saints, it just makes it that much better because we picked him. We picked him at pick 11. We developed him. We started him on the wing. We moved him to halfback. We moved him to the midfield. We said, we want to make this team around you. It would feel so wrong if another club just came in and said, yeah, you guys built up this player. We're going to take him from you now. So the fact that he's still at the Saints, even for the 2 years minimum, is just going to be a beautiful thing to watch. And many more videos and highlights to come, I'm sure.
Well, as Saints fans, we haven't got the flags to celebrate. We haven't got those memories. So this is the first step in building those memories. I really do believe that. That this will lead to a second flag. I haven't felt that, mate, for a long time. Like, it took so long to get over 97 because I don't want to bring it up, but it took us so
Shane
long
Allen.
To get over 97. Shane Allen.
It was Shane Allen.
We led at half. Well, mate, we had so many big moments in that first half as well. Ozzie Jones' goal. Barry Hall kicked a couple in a row, mate. We had it on toast. But anyway, let's just look at Naz. I just think Naz made it. Also, he made a decision with his team. He made a really smart decision because he can be the best version of himself at this club. Yep. Who are the greatest Saints ever? You got Doc Baldock, your one premiership captain. You got Tony Lockett, the greatest ever goal kicker. You got, I'm putting Rob Harvey in there.
Of course.
Who else? Rue. That's your top
Rue
four.
Ball, yeah.
And there's a spot there at number five for Naz. That. If he leads his team to the second flag. Top five Saint ever.
And credit to his family as well, by the way, because they would have had a tough decision. They obviously would have wanted him to come home, but no doubt they said, look, this club has taken care of you and, you know, you've got a bright future there. So good on them as well for not bringing Naz home because his home is here in Moorabbin.
Anyway, well, like Clint's been supportive of him all year. Brad Hill, obviously a huge important factor in the young indigenous players at St Kilda. So shout out to Brad, who was...
Yeah, he got up and presented with his daughter. I saw that. That was really great. It was beautiful. Yeah. So obviously he's done a lot of work. I mean, I don't know. No one knows internally what happens there, but clearly he does play a significant role if you're getting up and speaking about that. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
Great job.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of our emergency podcast at Saints or Sinners. If you have been living under a rock, you can find us at Saints or Sinners Pod on Instagram. We thank the community for jumping in and sharing their thoughts about the Naz signing. Happy Naz Day. This will be a day that we never forget. And we'll be back this Sunday after our game against the Giants. Who even cares about the result at this point? But it will be our final episode talking about the season. But then we've got some fun things planned for the near future. So stay tuned. We'll see you next time on Saints or Sinners.
Now when the Saints marching in, when the Saints go marching in, yes I want to be in that number. When the Saints go marching in.